85 asks, what's a reputable website to download SNES and NES ROMs, etc.? Thanks.
Oh, no.
So.
You're going to ask that and make me demonetize this video? As soon as we answer this, Google's AI is going to pop on and say, sorry, you're not agreeable with some advertisers.
It's a spoiler alert, but there's a lot in the news about this, too.
Yeah. Okay, so before now, I would have said, EMU, EMU Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been what I would have said.
Right. But we won't.
And the reason that we won't isn't because it's not great, but because Nintendo. All right, here's the problem. Let's back up a little bit.
Yes.
Retro gaming is twofold. Is it piracy, or is it preserving a legacy piece of software that has been abandoned, aka abandonware, by the original developers? So,
as long as nobody's interested in it,
it's rhetorical.
Yes.
The question. So this was my theory months ago,
mm-hmm.
and now is coming to pass.
Yes.
Why is Windows? Why is Nintendo bringing out SNES Mini? Why is Atari bringing out mm-hmm. the Atari Mini devices? Why is Nintendo now mm-hmm. doing an NES Mini? Why are these devices coming out? Because they are now, as the company who owns the intellectual property for those games, mm-hmm. they're now re-releasing them to establish that they are not abandoned.
Correct.
That
right.
they are the intellectual property of Nintendo or Sony or Atari.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what is coming to pass. And this is what I had prophesied unto you just several months ago.
It was recent.
And it's happening.
Yes.
And so, EMU Paradise, who was always dedicated for 18 plus years to making it so that all these old games that we grew up with, then by we, I mean not necessarily you young chaps that are watching the show, but, you know, me.
Generally like 30-ish plus.
30-ish plus as of 2018. So those old games that we used to play as kids, I mean, we hear stories, and even the developers at EMU Paradise have said, like, we have stories of people who have gone to war and watched their friends die and turned to retro gaming as a means of going back to those times 20, 30 years ago when they were sitting in the room with those friends and playing games. And mm-hmm. and all these wonderful stories of camaraderie and the friendships that were established around Super Mario Bros. And, you know, Donkey Kong and Contra and everything else. So what has happened is Nintendo now, with the SNES Mini and the NES Mini, has stepped up its game and sued EMU Paradise.
Which is so wrong.
And so EMU Paradise has simply said, fine, throw in the towel, we're just not going to do it. We're just going to close down everything that we've been doing here for 18 plus years because Nintendo is coming at us with all their lawyers, all their everything else. So we're just going to shut it down. So the site is still available. You can still go on to emuparadise.me and see the repository of games that they had. But if you try to download any of them, it will take you to a document that says,
can't have it.
Thank you for your years of support. And this is what we set out to do, to bring new life into these old games that nobody sells anymore, and so they're just abandoned. And to archive, like, think about an archive.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen to these games now if Nintendo folds up or stops selling them and forbids their distribution?
As long as there's interest in it, Nintendo will see a dollar sign.
Sure they will.
Right?
Sure.
So
absolutely.
But are we going to go out and spend this is a real catch-22. Am I going to spend $150 on an NES Mini, let's just say hypothetical, I don't know what the actual price is, but say $100 or whatever, that has 30 games on it, or a RetroPie costs me the same and has 2,000 games on it? Right?
I think, so first off, there's two thoughts running through my head.
Yeah.
The first one is internetarchive.org. they have kind
of... similar to what they're doing with
exactly,
the internet.
But not just old abandonware games, but like even old websites, old documents, all that kind of stuff. Like, they save it all.
So they're going to have to pull.
They will.
This is
so, I mean,
happening.
There might be something you could find there. I don't know. But
nah.
With all of this, I'm thinking you've got things like, your Google Music, where you can just pay a subscription. You get access to all this music. When are we going to see a retro gaming subscription?
Well, that's coming. Sony's doing it. Nintendo's doing it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But just for
the
their software?
But you have to have
everything?
A Switch. And then you can buy in the
But is that
online.
Just Nintendo stuff?
Nintendo Online.
Or is that everything?
Well, I mean, you can get Sonic the Hedgehog on a Nintendo Wii, but that's to say, okay, so the retro gaming ROMs, the download that you can put on a RetroPie and install. So Emu Paradise is now defunct, if you will. And so are there alternatives to it? Are there other places that you can go that you can trust? And a go-to site that we've used in the past is called alternative2.net. And when you go to that site, you find alternative applications for commercial applications and things like that. So you can do an alternative to Adobe Photoshop, and you'll see GIMP,
among other
things. So if we go to that site, /software/emuparadise.net, just like that. EMU Paradise. We'll see, okay, EMU Paradise is discontinued. Find alternatives in the links below. So a caveat here is to say, do this from Linux if you can. Do this from a heavily virus and malware protected system that has web content filtering, ESET internet security, not an antivirus. Like AVG, forget about it, okay?
No.
Get Linux on there, or get internet security or something like that that is going to block sites from installing Java backends into your system and things like that. Because is there a trustworthy way to do this? No. Unfortunately not. But you can see if you go here that there are alternatives. Okay, so you've got like CoolROM, and you can scroll down this list, and there are other alternatives. And I'm not going to click on any of these because I'm on a Windows 10 system. And I'm not going to trust these on a Windows 10 system. But if you've got Linux, click on some, find your way around, see what Alternative 2 is going to recommend, and see how it goes.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck. And it's a gray area. Those of you who are saying, oh, no, but it's illegal. It's kind of like we're not sure yet.
Yes.
And so I hope we can still monitor.
But hurry.
Get your illegal downloads today. Because tomorrow they'll actually be illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a hard thing for sure.